can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question just like Penny did, and we will answer it here on the podcast every Tuesday. We love these episodes. Don't be shy. Don't hold back. Go to hostinghotline.com.
Ask away.
Scott, we love these questions. It is so fun digging in and helping all of you. So let's answer Penny's question.
Hello, my name is Penny. We have two luxury rentals in Hocking Hills, Ohio, in the Rockbridge area. One property has a little over 10,000 square feet and has a wing that's attached to the house with an indoor heated saltwater pool. That is called Hocking Manor. Our other home sits on the same property, which is the Timber Frame Lodge, and that's like 13,000 square feet and has four separate apartments. So we have gone round and round with cleaning fees. And we were trying to figure out the best way to charge a cleaning fee. Like, do we split it, put an amount on their invoice, and then put the rest inside the daily rate? Or do we just put the whole amount on their invoice? And so we're not sure what that cost really is and what we should be charging. If you had any idea, thank you.
First of all, Penny is not playing around.
Penny, I got square footage envy.
I got saltwater pool envy.
You've got some serious square footage.
If you're not driving, go to woodland-retreats.com so you can see what we're talking about. Penny's not playing. And these are two epic properties. They are, in Penny's defense, unique in their size and in who her avatar is, as compared to other, if you don't know Hocking Hills, Ohio, people go there to camp. I'm talking like pitch a tent. They also go there to stay in really popular properties like The Cliffs or Dunlap Hollows. They have a Insta-famous A-frame and cave short-term rental. There's the Box Hop. They're also Insta-famous. And then we've got Woodland Retreats, all unique in their own way. And the way that Penny stands out is not just that they're luxury and she's got these really cool amenities like the salt pool, but the size and who the guest is going to be is a little different. But Penny, you can learn some things from these competitors, even though they're not maybe direct competitors in terms of like how many people they can accommodate, but in their uniqueness and in their rates, because they're charging higher rates because they're they stand out in the market. And a lot of people, I used to manage the Cliffs, and people were flying from the UK. They were flying from Arizona to Ohio to stay at this property. And so they kind of create their own market. And so you'll be experiencing some of that, Penny, and you might feel like you don't have any competitors because you are so unique, but you can still learn things from these other operators in the Hocking Hills area and even north of us in the Mohican area. And so listeners, we encourage you, if you feel like you're unique, and Penny didn't say any of this in her question, but she didn't give us much to go on in terms of putting her in the right direction. But we wanted to give her a really full response here. But even if you feel like you're unique in your market, there are other markets that you can look to that are similar to you in population or drivable destination, et cetera, where you can get information from what they're doing and what's working or not working for that, for them.
And it sounds like you're getting some questions potentially from guests or future guests on how you're pricing things out. Here's the number one thing. We want to make sure that you're profitable, Penny. So we have to start with profitability. We also have to start with, what are the questions? Are you getting questions from your guests about it? Because you were saying added onto the invoice. So I'm assuming that you're getting line item questions from your guests about your invoice. And number one, kudos to you also, Penny, because it sounds like you're getting a lot of direct bookings. That's why you're having to invoice your guests. And so my first thing is taking the feedback from your guests. How are those questions coming across, and make sure that we're answering them properly and really taking into consideration the way it's viewed from your guest.
Right. And that's what, and Penny, we're assuming that Penny is getting pushback, but we're not sure because she didn't say that. She said that she doesn't know what the cost is.
And you should know your cost. That's our question. Is like, how are you not knowing what the cost? Are you cleaning it yourself?
Right.
And if you are cleaning yourself, that's where I would get bids from other people in the area. Two, timing yourself on what is the hourly rate someone cleaning, including the laundry. I do think as host, if you are cleaning yourself, a lot of times we don't really take into consideration what an hourly rate would be, or if we did have to hire that out. So I want to make sure that you're not losing on the cleaning at all.
Right. Because I can share with you, Penny, that we treat the cleaning fee, for us, it's a pass-through expense because we hire vendors. And so we charge a similar rate. There's a little bit of a cushion on it to what the cleaning companies charge us. So for us, it's really a pass-through expense, maybe a small margin on it so that we can just at the end of the year come out pretty much pass through. We don't aim to profit from the cleaning fee. Now, there are different hosts with different goals with that. If your cleaners are in-house, it is normal to want to make a profit on those cleanings. So if your cleaners, Penny, are going to be employees or part-time employees, you might have a different structure for your fee. But either way, there are key considerations when setting your cleaning fee once you understand what your costs are going to be. Mm-hmm. You want to understand your market's expectations. What does the Hocking Hills traveler wedding avatar, wedding
corporate event
person, what do they expect to be charged? And are the guests in your area used to a higher cleaning fee or lower ones with more built-in nightly rates? What are similar listings charging? This is where, Penny, I might look to the big dogs in that market, like I shared with you. What is the Cliffs doing? What is Box Hop doing? What is Dunlop Hollows doing? There's other really awesome competitors in our area that you can look to. Look at different markets too that are similar to Ohio. You can look at really exceptional properties in Virginia, in Pennsylvania, in Indiana, right? What are they doing? It's critical for guest perception and pricing competitiveness. And Penny, there's nothing wrong with calling other event places and just asking, you know, like you can go on their websites. Do they share what their pricing is? Could you call and ask and figure out what they're doing in their business? There are a lot of wedding venues that are larger or corporate venues that are larger that you can poke around and see what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
And what's so great too is this is your business. So you can, if there's one invoice, when you were chatting with the potential booker, that was some of their questions, you could like quote unquote waive the fee, but then bake it into your nightly rate. You know, this is where you can get creative too and just kind of see who your client is or the reservation that you're trying to book and see how you need to quote unquote play the cleaning fee there for sure. But I think, and that's where you could get creative and blend those cleaning costs into your nightly rate. Because again, we just want to make sure that overall the stay is profitable for you.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
So here, we want to go into a strategy highlight, though, from a podcast that we did a while back. And I think this will serve every host listening, because there are some markets, and we'll use her name. She was on it. It was Monique from Price Labs. And she actually shared with us a practical solution for her cleaning when her cleaning fee was actually higher than the market rate. So cleaning is very, very important to her. Making sure that paying her cleaner a fair wage is important, and making sure that she's getting the top-notch help. And so her cleaner was actually charging her $150 per clean. I think she has an A-frame there, but the market average, what hosts were charging guests, was $120. So she thought that that was like obviously a deterrent from people booking with her. So what she did is she went ahead and baked part of that cleaning fee into her nightly stay. So she went to the market average, which was $120. So she reduced her cleaning fee, but she still covered it because she added $15 per night to offset those cleaning fees, because her average night stay is two nights. So she needed to make up that $30 spread there. So she added $15 per night to offset. She added that in Price Labs to recover that $30 difference. So that's something that you could look at doing, Penny, is figuring out maybe your market average you see is, you know, 400. Maybe it's 250. Maybe it's 300. Maybe it's 400. How could you just bake in the that additional cost on your nightly rate?
Yeah. And I want to let you know, Penny, there is so much information, and everyone out there, I don't know if you know this, but you can use Price Labs or any, I think all of them probably do this, but we want to share with you what we know to be true. In Price Labs, you can go in there and you can see what your competitors are charging in cleaning fee. And you can, yes, you can see it on the OTAs as well, right? If you go to book, but the nice things in Price Lab is they give you a map. You can select who is an actual competitor of yours, and you can create what it's called a comp set, and you can see what they're charging for their cleaning fee and are they an actual competitor? You know, are they open 24/7, 365? Are they most likely using competitive pricing? Okay, if they are, if the yes is to all that and that aligns with what you're doing, then those cleaning fees are the ones that you want to compare yourselves to. And then you can see if you think your fee is a bit higher than what your competitors are doing, you could do the blended rate practice. But before I move on, I want to say to you too, is Penny, as you're getting guests to book with you, And as you're getting guests, it's called like whether you win the lead or you lose the lead. Somewhere, and if you have a CRM, right, a customer relationship manager, I'm doing something similar for like our midterm rental strategy. I've got an Asana project. So Asana is a project management software. You could use a proper CRM if you want. And any lead that comes in, I take copious notes. And if I lose that lead, if they don't book with me, I then at the end of the month go through, where did I lose them in that booking funnel? Why did they not book with me? And was pricing, was my cleaning fee, was whatever I require of them to book with me, was that a deterrent from them actually saying yes? And I also compare it to the feedback I get to them during the booking process when I do win them. And then you can kind of zoom out and look at all these comments and find out, Penny, because you didn't share this with us, but are you getting pushback? Are you not filling your calendar? Are you not generating the revenue you thought you'd be generating? And is it because the way you're packaging your product? And the only way you can really know that is, yes, to study the market, like Annette was just sharing with you, but also study your own leads and your booking process and your sales process. And you might just need to repackage how you're presenting it to them. Even the words you're using, maybe not beyond whether it's a line item or not on your invoice, but how you package it, how you're marketing it could also be a big factor on how you collect these fees. Because regardless, you're going to have to be profitable in your business. You're going to have to bring in the revenue necessary to breathe oxygen into your business. So you're right. How do you do it? And these are different ways you can figure out what's best for you in your business.
And my biggest concern is you just use those words that you don't know how much it costs. And I want to make sure that we really get an understanding for what it is costing you, Woodlands Retreats, to clean the property per turn.
Right.
We got to get that. We have to understand that first to understand our pricing strategy moving forward.
Yeah. Your properties are incredible, Penny. And the right guest is going to understand, as long as your cleaning fees are reasonable in terms of your labor costs, the materials it takes. Mm-hmm. It's all gonna work out if you're getting that right lead into your property.
And this is a little hot tip or pro tip moving forward. I do have a little concern we were combing through your website, Penny, that you kind of have, it looks like a pretty steady weekend rate throughout the year. And I feel like there's probably some more dynamic pricing going on during holidays, during long weekends. And you might be leaving some money on the table during different peak season. Because the way I was reading your website is that the weekend rates were static throughout the entire year, which it seems like that those should fluctuate, that those should be more dynamic.
Yes. Yeah. And we can go, you know, there's so much we can learn about. And I can tell you real quick, Penny, you've got 4 guest reviews right now. We're on the lodge, the timber frame lodge. That's with the 4 apartments, everyone listening. I'm on her reviews and she's got 4 so far. And she breaks the review summary down. When it comes to value, she's got 5 stars. And when you come to cleanliness, you've got 5 stars. There's more to learn with as more reviews come in. But so far, it doesn't look to me like the way you're charging your cleaning fee, that there's any feeling of the value not being there in terms of the money you're charging and the cleanliness component. So with what we know, Penny, I just think keep tracking everything. And just remember your pricing can be living and breathing. You can adjust it. Maybe you make a decision now and you go with it for a while. You get a few bookings, you track it all, you lose some leads, you win some leads, review it all, and then make adjustments. Like that's how you're going to find out what works best for your business.
Hopefully we'll come stay with you. We're going to have a corporate retreat with you.
I was just saying to Annette, I was like, wait, we can go down there and work.
Let's talk.
Swim in that pool.
Let's talk.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.